It's a Tuesday morning, July 3rd. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. The heat continues, Alan, and it's dangerous. The people who are unable to be in air conditioning can really suffer. And, of course, you see all over our region cooling centers, people being urged, especially with breathing problems and other ailments, to stay in place.
That's right, David. This is a tough time. You know, we went through a very rough winter, and now we're going through a spate of really high heat. As I got in the car yesterday, it said 102 on the thing. Now, that's a lot. Make sure you drink a lot of water and that you take care of yourself, and then maybe even you're looking on your neighbors who may be a little bit older. But statistically, it's frightening because people will not take care of themselves, and there could be dire consequences.
Speaking of dire consequences, President Trump's former lawyer, Alan Michael Cohen, said he's not prepared to be anyone's punching bag, stating in his first in-depth interview since the FBI's April raid of his home and office that his loyalty was to his family rather than his former boss.
Well, I think any of us would feel that way. I mean, think about facing the rest of your life in prison, or 25 years, or 20 years, or a year in prison. It's a lot. And this is a guy who thought that he was going to be a millionaire, and that he was a fixer for the president, and now look. It's a wonderful story. I believe it was by Jimmy Breslin. I'm not sure. As one of the corrupt city councilmen was being led away, he wrote, "Why don't these guys ever learn?" You know, there is a place in the legal system that is led to by arrogance. You know, the idea that you'll get away with it. And when these guys are caught, you often think, well, how long have they been getting away with it anyway? Michael Cohen is an extraordinary story because he holds the key to all of this. Now they've got all of those documents. They raided it. The judge has now come out and said, okay, you can have almost all of it, maybe not a little, the lawyer-client relationship between himself and the president. But there's a million documents, more than that, for the FBI and others to go through. And so Cohen is in a bad spot. His life will never be the same. The question is he sending messages to the president, or is the president aware that what he's saying is, I will not be the fall guy for anyone here, that the president is expected to do something? We think that one of the reasons that the president keeps pardoning people is a sign to Cohen that if he plays his cards right, he can get pardoned too. But obviously, to pardon Cohen now would be a grave risk for the president of the United States, because sooner or later, some of these Republican folks who have been supporting him all along, even though he has 90% of the Republican Party for him, at some point, these guys are going to have to say country and duty over practical politics.
President Trump, Alan, interviewed four candidates for Supreme Court justice yesterday. The candidates interviewed were among a group of federal appeals court judges who are believed to be finalists to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. This one is truly heating up.
That's right, David. This is going to be a battle royal. Last time with Gorsuch, okay, you know, it was expected that one conservative would take the other conservative's spot. But this time, it's the balance of the United States. And I must say, the expectation is that people who are opposed to this because they believe in a woman's right to choose or any of those things are going to fight like hell here. So now you have people like Susan Collins from Maine making the right noises, but unclear. A lot of people think that in the end, she'll be there with Trump to confirm. And she's saying, you know, basically that she won't vote to confirm anybody who is opposed to a woman's right to choose, but she keeps changing the exact sound of that as she talks. And a lot of people don't trust her because her history is that in the end, she's with Trump.
Let's talk about Angela Merkel of Germany, Alan, in quite a situation. She has now, according to the New York Times, reversed her stance on migration to, quote, save government. Chancellor Angela Merkel agreed to tighten asylum policies and a major change, of course, for leaders seen as the standard bearer of the liberal European order.
Well, yeah, you know, there's the right thing and there's a political thing. We see it here in this country. We see it in other places. You know, there's no way that one can get the nationalist group behind you faster than anti-immigration policy. The Bavarian head of state within Germany and a coalition partner for Merkel has made it clear that almost nothing is good enough for him because he knows what his people want. And he's threatening to resign. The party doesn't want him to resign because they have a little bit of a problem. They like the power they have as part of the coalition. and they don't want their right-wing people to come in and eat their lunch. So it's a bit of a mess. Merkel's been there for a long time, but this could be it for her.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Everyone have a wonderful 4th of July holiday, and again, be safe in this heat.
You bet. Take care of yourselves.